Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.
Everybody getting in on your lunch hour. Surprise, we have a special guest today, comedian Joey Cola.
With the New York accent.
Yeah. Monica. You've been making fun of him the whole
you
time.
Listen. I could listen to you talk about lawn and your lawn care all day long. All day long. You're like, I got a guy who does the landscaping. It's fantastic.
Enough about that.
Yeah.
Well, I got you should hear this time of year, well, October. It's very funny because my cousin Tony and Joanne, they're married.
Is that who that's based off of?
Yeah, my cousin Tony and Joanne, they go out east, to where the pumpkin fields are, but they can't say pumpkin, they say pumpkin. So my cousin Tony goes, hey, Joanne, get in the Escalade. We are going pumpkin picking. I want to get big pumpkins, little pumpkins, apples, apple cider, blueberries. I want to get the pie. I'm going in a corn maze. Joanne, get in the Escalade. We are going pumpkin picking. And then there's his wife, Joanne. Anthony! Anthony, it's cold. Can I wear my fur? I want to wear my fur. Anthony, let's get corn stalks to the front door. We'll get corn stalks to the front door, then we'll go to the pork store. After we get the corn stalks, we'll go to the pork store. And that's reality. Even my daughter has a Long Island accent. She's like, can we get a dog, Daddy? I want to get a dog. They get a dog. Why can't we get a dog? I want to get a dog. A dog.
A dog.
A dog. A dog. My Aunt Teresa calls me the other day. Joseph, make sure you close your windows. It's going to get cold. My what?
Your windows.
Close your windows.
No, she said.
Yeah, like that.
And this is the life. This is the accent you hear,
the accent you can hear
in New York.
I grew up with.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? So you're not that bad compared to all them.
No, I had a grandfather, when he laughed, you didn't know if he was going to black out, cave in, and throw up on you.
My father's the same. Listen, my father's a fairly miserable individual.
Okay.
Now you know where I get it from,
hand
right?
It down.
There are a handful of times where I've heard my father laugh, and I think he's going to die. Like, yeah. I literally, a few times, got real scared that he was going down.
Yeah.
Because it gets like that.
Yeah.
You know, it's like when it's in the chest.
Yeah. My grandfather, while he was eating clams, you tell him something funny, so there'd be a clam hanging out of his mouth. He'd be going.
That's great.
That's not a laugh.
You're sitting in front of this guy going, right. Oh, my God, he's going to die right here. And then there's my aunt. Leave him alone. Can't you see he's having a good time? He's having a good time. Close the windows.
That's how he would laugh. That's great.
Guttural.
Yeah.
Guttural. His whole lungs are emptying into that.
So, like, my father's finally, like, laughing and having a good time. And
now you got to worry about that.
And I'm worried about him dying.
There you go. So
you know something? For whatever reason, Nicole busted out the wedding video, right?
Okay.
I don't know why. I've never watched it.
Mm-hmm.
I've never watched it because on that day.
VHS or DVD?
DVD.
Oh, good for you.
And
we have VHS.
And
probably.
And I've never watched it because on that day I was having horrible panic attacks. I didn't know what was happening to me. Somebody shoved two Xanax down my throat. Next thing you know, I'm getting married. It was a very, very surreal, difficult thing going on. So I never wanted to watch it because I never wanted to go back to that that place in my head, right? And yesterday, you know, when they pass the microphone around the table and everybody starts wishing you, you know, well wishes or whatever, Nicole's like, you got to see this. I'm like, all right. It's the only clip I've ever watched of this thing. And it's the mic got to my father. And my father, who's fairly emotionless, starts bawling.
Wow.
When
really?
He got to me, to the point where he had to pass the mic to my mother, who he wasn't married to. So at that table, now realize, I remember nothing
right.
from the wedding.
Right.
Zero. other than the DJ sucked and my buddy Frankie had like some, like had to come to the rescue.
Huh.
So he had to pass the, my father had his new girlfriend, his friend to girl, as he likes to say.
Yeah.
And on the other side was my mother.
Okay.
And then they're friends. So my father gets all choked up and he's like, I can't. And he hands the microphone to my mother. John and Nicole, I just want to wish you the best. And it's all going, you know, and it's all going, and it's all going around. And then it gets to my father's girlfriend. She doesn't want to talk. It goes back to my father. He starts crying again.
Oh, my goodness.
So I see that last night, and I'm like, all of a sudden, like tears are coming down my face. I'm like, oh, he does like me.
He does like me.
I had no idea.
That's an epiphany, man.
That's a great
story, man.
Right.
First of all, you know the most dangerous food to eat? Wedding cake. Anyway, I just had an epiphany. Can I tell you my epiphany?
I would love to hear it.
Similar to that. Crying like a baby. My kids just moved out. I became an empty nester, you know?
That wasn't that long ago.
Raj is an empty nester, too.
Yeah, so my son's out, my daughter's
he's
out.
Having sex everywhere.
And,
you know what
just like Joey
into?
And his wife.
You know what he's into? Pegging.
Oh, he is not.
What the hell is pegging?
Well, that's what I said.
Pegging is when your wife straps one on and then goes at you. He likes it.
No, he doesn't.
He does.
I love pegging.
See?
That's out of context, Joey. Don't believe it.
There's not. Oh, wait. There's more where that came
from.
They
call that pegging?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they call it.
And Roger loves
it. Wait a minute.
Watch this.
Put it in.
See?
No, he did. It's all out of context.
First of all, there's no way.
That's my Joey right there. Joey Cola, ladies and gentlemen.
I know Roger.
You know me.
He's not a pegger.
No, he's the peggy.
No.
He's the peggy.
You're not helping.
At all. He doesn't have, he's not a pegger.
Watch, I'll tell you.
I need guys in my porn.
There you go.
That's I love pegging. God.
Yeah, see?
Oh, my. All right.
Well, it's not like JP's not into some kinky stuff, too. I mean, he likes to.
I told you,
thank
salad.
You, Monica.
he's said different things here and there that have gotten, isolated.
Really? I have a vagina. Well, that was.
which is strangely one of the lines in Gender Bend, that a movie that I just.
Yeah.
Did. Is it really?
Before we get to Gender Bend, we'll get to that in a little while.
All right.
Monica has a few under her.
No, she doesn't. Oh,
you want to hear her isolated audio?
I don't know if we're allowed. Are
yes, we
legal?
Are.
Sure.
Watch this.
Here it is.
I'm going to kill that bitch.
Ooh. Ooh, that's when she was very violent one day.
Yeah, she was fighting with one of the other girls that work at the station.
And then there's this.
I'll choke on it.
Ooh, see? Mm.
No.
She loves hands, too, by the way. She loves hands.
This. Ooh, I love those giant fists.
Oh.
See? Mm-hmm. Out of context.
See, Joey?
Excuse me.
That's her out of context as well.
That's actually me.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
So anyway, you were saying?
Learned a lot about Monica just then.
None of it's true.
All those clips.
And the one thing I learned is I don't want to get on her bed side because she'll hit your head with a piece of metal.
She's got a guy. She's got a guy on the side there that every once in a while she bangs. Tells us that the dude can go for 3-4 hours, no problem.
Was it Sting?
No. 3-4 hours, no problem.
How does that happen?
Pounds away at chop meat. Yeah, it's
really?
A whole long story. We'll get into it.
Wow.
What were you going to say, though? Crying.
You said you were home. Your kids moved out. You're empty nesters.
Oh, yeah. We were empty nesters, right? So my son moved out. He's moved down away. And then my daughter, it was like a definitive day. Like, my son's been to college, and he went to L.A., and he was in England for a while. He went all over the place. But he's been kind of, you kind of knew he was going to not come back. But my daughter was like, I'm moving on this day, and that's it, right? Mm. So she moves to an apartment. We come back after leaving her apartment that night. We get into the house, and my wife sits on the steps, and she just starts bawling. She's like, that's it. You know, this is it. Tonight, she's not coming back, and she's not going to come back forever. She's got her own place now, and that's it. And meanwhile, I'm thinking, I just want to bang you in the kitchen. I just want to come. I'm like, please, can we watch porn in the living room? Just pull the drapes and, like, really, like, I could commit. You
like
know
it's
mean?
Actually your house.
You know what I mean? Like this. Like, it's my house. You know what I mean? Like, no one's going to walk in on this. And
right.
Anyway, she's crying. So 2 weeks after that, I go up to my daughter's room. And, like, About a year beforehand, I took a sheet of paper. She says, Dad, how do the roads run where we live? Like, the highways. Mm-hmm. What runs east and west? What runs north and south?
You drew her a map?
I drew her this map, you know? And I figured, I figured she's not going to. She's a young girl. She got a cell phone. She can Google it, whatever. There's no way she's going to keep this, right? Mm-hmm. I go up to her room, and the whole room is empty, but on the bed is that map just sitting there.
Mm.
And I lost it. It's like middle of the day. The sun's coming through. And I was like, she saved this, like this thing that I taught her that I spent time showing her.
I said, just a little head.
Yeah. And I lost it. I started crying. I was like, not only did she look at the map and keep the map, but now the little girl who I drew the map and I taught for the last 26 years, everything in her life, she's out the door now. She's gone. Mm. And I lost it. And then, I went and got a cheeseburger. I got a big cheeseburger and Nutella. I'm so addicted to Nutella. This is how bad I am.
That's tough.
After that, I went and got a full bag of Milano cookies, Pepperidge Farm Milano cookies.
Did you?
I took one out gently, and I dipped it in Nutella, and I had a Milano cookie with Nutella on it. Made me feel better.
I bet.
My wife came home from work. Banged her in the kitchen.
Yes.
Oh, that never
finally,
happened.
Right?
That'll never happen.
Baby. Well, you know nobody's going to walk in. It could happen.
It could happen. We'll see. I don't know. It's good to have goals.
Try that pegging thing. Raj digs it.
Oh, no good. No good.
I never even heard of pegging.
I love pegging. Neither did I until this came up.
You know, what other terms like that sexually don't I know? Like, I've never heard of pegging.
All of them.
All of them. Thank you, Monica. No, seriously, like, tell me another one. JP, you know. You probably did something in the freezer when you were in there.
No.
What is?
I've heard words, but I don't remember exactly what they mean, like blumpkin.
Do you know what a blumpkin is, Jimmy?
I have no idea what that is.
Come on. It's really gross.
I don't remember. Is that the one when you're on the bowl?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Wait a minute.
This on the bowl.
Someone's on the bowl?
You're on the bowl, and that's happening.
You're on the bowl pooping?
Okay.
And
you understand.
And you're getting a Matt Lauer.
Yeah, I'm getting a Matt Lauer.
You know what a Dirty Sanchez is?
No, I have no idea what that is.
I said all of them, and I was right.
I don't know what that is.
It's equally as gross.
Mm.
Yeah.
What's a
little smear right across underneath.
A smear of what?
Just use your imagination.
No! Wait a minute.
Yeah, you never heard that phrase? You must have heard that phrase.
I've heard the phrase here and there, but I never put enough attention to it to know what it was. You take a schmear of the rear.
Yeah.
And you.
It's fine. You don't have to explain the whole thing. That's the one you know.
That's gone.
That's the one with the fun names?
Did somebody beat me out?
That's the one you know, yes.
I know I read about that one.
You read about it?
Yeah. I don't know what it is.
Was it in the Bible?
There's no schmear involved in that.
Nope.
Let's go safer with a Spider-Man.
What's this? Oh.
That I know what it is.
Okay.
Oh, really? Yeah.
I know what that is. Yeah. When you take the thing and you go, fee at that, but it doesn't go nowhere. And you can't hang on it like Spider-Man does.
Or can you?
Or can you?
All right. Monica, did you hit the button on me there?
That one was okay.
Okay, good. Is Monica like the censor?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right,
absolutely.
Good. Thank you, Monica.
You're welcome.
Do you have a law degree, Monica?
No.
Okay,
she just knows.
I don't have a law degree.
A law degree.
I do have a mass comm degree, and that's how I do this job.
There you go.
A law degree.
Lord degree.
Comedian Joey Cole is hanging out with us right now.
Oh, we got to do dead guy, right?
We do. Oh, yeah, you want to do it next? I got dead guy ready to go.
Not really.
We can put it off and break. If we have Joey for like another break, then we can play dead guy for that.
Let's do it. Let's do dead guy.
All right, more with, we'll play it in the next break, but Joey Cole, we'll talk to him more coming next.
I'm hanging out. Any questions, call in. I could answer any question about anything.
Any questions?
Any questions? You got anything on your mind? Anything bothering you? Call in. We'll take care of it. Here at the bone. Gotta hit the B.
You gotta hit it?
The bone.
The bone.
I think I have an infected cuticle.
Oh, no.
What did Ted say yesterday? It was a busted capillary?
Yes. It's definitely a busted capillary.
I said, Ted, you're the only one left out of us that can see. Do I have a splinter? He goes, nope. That's a busted capillary. Get the hell out of work. Get away from me before I kill you.
What does he know? 800-771-1025, 727-579-1025. Comedian Joey Cole in the studio with us. Ooh, a fresh pizza should be arriving any second.
Ooh.
We'll be right back.
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
You've worked hard for what you have. Your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.